Penguin Random House Audio presents A Measure of Darkness by Jonathan Kellerman and Jesse Kellerman. Read for you by Dennis Boutsakaris. To Faye, Jonathan Kellerman. To Gavri, Jesse Kellerman. 1. The House on Almond Street. Chapter 1. Friday, December 21st. They were going to have a nice evening together. Hattie had been planning for a week since Isaiah called to tell her he was home from school. He wanted to know, was it okay for him to come by and pay her a visit? Okay, how could it not be? Hattie couldn't remember when she'd last seen her grandson. That distressed her, both the not seeing and the not remembering. A year? Maybe longer. Too long, at any rate. It got lonely. She didn't get many visitors. People had their own lives. Her children had gone and gotten children for themselves. They'd found places in the world. That alone was proof of a life well lived. It got lonely, though. Curtis, Isaiah's father, her youngest, made the drive down once a month or so. You'd think it was 1,000 miles instead of 40. Hattie sometimes made up reasons to call him. The kitchen outlets did go bad a lot. Standing at the breaker box, he would remind her again in that weary, patient way of his that the whole sub-panel needed replacing. Her baby boy, graying. It must have happened at some point that she stopped scolding him and it started coming back the other way. There must have been a day. She couldn't remember that either. "The neighborhood's changing," he said. She fixed coffee and